And here's is a really asinine poem, which I wrote in the absence of my wife. I saw, out of just sheer restlessness and emptiness, I saw the late movie on television, and then saw the one after that, which was a remake of The Prisoner of Zenda, starring Stuart Granger and Deborah Carr. And being still at loose ends after that, I wrote this poem. The Prisoner of Zenda. At the end of The Prisoner of Zenda, the king being out of danger, Stuart Granger, as Rudolf Rassendyll, must swallow a bitter pill by renouncing his co-star, Deborah Carr. It would be poor behavior in him and in Princess Flavia were they to put their own concerns before those of the throne. Deborah Carr must wed the king instead. Rassendyll turns to go. Must it be so? Why can't they have their cake and eat it, for heaven's sake? Please let them have it both ways, the audience prays. And yet it is hard to quarrel with a plot so moral. One redeeming factor, however, is that the actor who plays the once dissolute king, who has learned through suffering not to drink or be mean to his future queen, far from being a stranger, is also Stuart Granger.